Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Okay, there, the music's off. Okay, woo, see what happens? You see, I start to sing and everybody in the studio is like, oh, no. We can't let that happen. Welcome to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Oh, you guys are so lucky. I would have sung the whole time. I don't care. I love singing. Me, in fact, I could probably sing the show. We have an outbreak of Legionnaire's disease in New York City that has hurt 31 people now, made them sick. So I could sing that song. Outbreak of Legionnaire's disease sickens 31. Ooh. See, why not? Makes it fun. You guys have to sit and listen to my singing. I don't think you want to do that. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how there are 5 different types of prostate cancer. I know, if one type wasn't bad enough, now there's 5 different types. But it's about time somebody figures that out, because I'm sick and tired of seeing these reports saying, nah, you don't have to check, screen a man for prostate cancer. Nah, you could just watch and wait. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? And then an article came out, a study came out, saying black men are twice as likely to die of prostate cancer as white men. So why aren't we screening black men? Why are we just telling everybody, well, you know, we'll just wait and see. It's a bunch of bull crap. All right. We have the 50th anniversary of Medicare and Medicaid. We're going to talk about that. And if we should celebrate or if we should revamp everything. Coffee may not be as good for you as has been touted year after year. Coffee's so good, it protects you against, you know, cancer and all sorts of stuff. So talk about how cancer may not be, or coffee may not be all that. Dust could be making us fat. I wrote an article for Epic Times on this. That's what I think is going on, because I'm working out. I'm trying to avoid chocolate and cookies and all that. And I've still got a big tushy. And so I'm wondering if that's what's going on. We got a little 8-year-old kid with 2 brand new hands from a bilateral hand transplant. This is some pretty cool stuff. We're going to talk about that. Good little boy there. Autism costs may reach $1 trillion by the year 2025, surpassing diabetes care. What are we doing? All right, to, you know, I guess slow down the progression of autism. What's going on in that field? So we're going to update you with that. So as you can see, we got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so I don't even know where to start, man. I don't want to do the 5 subtypes of prostate cancer. And you want to know why I don't want to start that one? Because I always have to kind of take a look and see when break is coming up. And the last thing you want to do when you're a radio host is get stuck on number 3. Because, you know, I make a lot of commentary. on little things, okay? You know, you got subtype number one. So then I'm going to probably spend about a good 10, 15 minutes talking about subtype number one once I figure out what the hell it is. Then we go into subtype number two. I did that in medical school. I was given a question. I told you guys about that. I was given a question of in the middle of class that I wasn't prepared for. You know, what are the four types of hyperparathyroidism? Dahlia.
Oh, no.
And I look to my friend, I go, there's four? And he's like, I guess. So I'm like, okay, well, sir, doctor, the four types of hyperparathyroidism, you have type one. Type one, that's a real good, juicy, type. But it's not as significant as type two, because type two usually in medicine means there's some real deep, poop going on there. But around that same time came type three, and type three really seems to manifest itself similarly to type one and type two. I'm pulling this out of my butt. And then to round it off, and to come to the crux of the hyperparathyroidism type classification discussion, you get type four, rounding out the types. So, in conclusion, we have four types of hyperparathyroidism. The doctor's up there going, you're going to do a report for us tomorrow morning post-call. No! Come on! I just sweat bullets doing that one. So we're not going to go into that study. Okay. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're saving the five subtypes till after the break. Listen, you know, I don't have a lot of control in life anymore. And the one thing I can control is my content. Now, here's something cool. Vitamin B3 comes from space. All right, this is very interesting. They say vitamin B3 found on Earth might have been made in space and delivered to us on meteorites. The vitamin forms part of a chemical compound that is found in all living cells. We know about that. We've used niacin. Niacin's been actually used to help us lower our cholesterol. And they think that it has an extraterrestrial origin. This is pretty cool. So what is it? Do I think there's life? I was asked that. Do I think there's life outside of Earth? Oh, absolutely. I don't think it's very sexy. I don't think they communicate as well as we do. But I think it's kind of like cat-like, you know, where it's really, really spooky and we'll never understand it. But absolutely, I think there's life elsewhere. Absolutely. There was another Adam and Eve. 1-877-DOCTALI. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Listen, I want to sing. Okay, I mean, my ratings on this radio show are already so bottomed out and deeper than deep. Sharks don't dare to swim as low as where my ratings are. Don't make me sing, because then, I mean, the FCC will completely take us off the air. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. I believe he is. I don't want to get Don in trouble. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. I know there's somebody out there going, no, let your Dolly sing. Hey, really? Okay, no. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. One of my latest pieces, I like to call it a piece. You know how somebody does art? You know, they make this painting, they paint, and they say, this is a good piece. Like, what, a piece of what? All right, well, I wrote a piece. And some of you guys may think it's a piece of crap, but it's another article, another piece for Epic Times, Jerry Doyle's Epic Times. And it talks about house dust making us fat, more so our children. And this is really interesting, okay? I want to talk to you guys about that. All right, there are chemicals that are found in house dust that could trigger a key receptor in our body called the PPAR gamma receptor. All right, the PPAR, it doesn't help you go pee-pee. It does some other things that I'll tell you about. Kind of has to do with cell metabolism and cell death and cell proliferation, but also metabolism. Now, they say this substance found in flame retardants, lubricants, hydraulic fluids, and plastics have been found to bind to the PPAR gamma receptor. Under the right conditions, according to researchers at Duke University, North Carolina, they found the chemicals activate the receptor, which regulates fat metabolism. We already talked about that. Okay, I already said that. Through a preliminary study, yes, I'm reading as I go. Listen, I know y'all think I memorized the whole show before I sit down, but no, I do have to have prompts and some sort of article in front of me. Through a preliminary study, it adds a growing body of evidence supporting the theory that chemicals in household products are influencing our waistlines. Now, the activation of the receptor, if done during early childhood development stages, could unfortunately be a key factor to obesity. Now, some of you are like, wait a second, PPAR, what? I don't get it. What's that? PPAR is short for peroxisome proliferator activated nuclear receptor gamma. Say that 10 times fast. Peroxisome proliferator activated nuclear receptor gamma. Anyway, regulates fat metabolism, cell proliferation, and cell death. Dr. Stapleton and her team have previously shown that many chemicals in organophosphates, which are in pesticides, and polybrominated diethyl diphenyl ether metabolites can bind to this PPAR gamma. Yeah, I know. I was saying the same thing. I knew they bound. Why doesn't anybody else even, just, you know, you're binding to something like that. You're going to, you know, get big butt. You know, I just had a chocolate chip cookie, so I'm kind of in one of these moods now where I really don't want to talk about a fat article because now I feel guilty about my chocolate chip cookie. So, you know, let me handle it psychologically any way I handle it. I had a Subway sandwich. Let me throw it out. I had a Subway sandwich, and I guess you got a free cookie. And so my husband made sure I got two free cookies. All right, so I had an extra cookie for today. All right, so back to this receptor, because I know you guys are really fascinated by it. Okay, to develop their understanding of this receptor, because I don't know what the hell's going on either, the team conducted this new study. By the way, that's how scientists talk. I know you guys think scientists are really cerebral. You know, they're like, all right, you know, well, we need to hypothesize and, you know, postulate. And they don't talk like that. I used to work for the EPA. Yeah, maybe there were a couple, you know, geeks there. But for the most part, you know, we in the laboratory were like, well, what the hell's going on here? I don't know. What the hell? But, you know, I mean, you know, we actually said worse words than that. Like, oh, my gosh, you are so dumb. I am not dumb. You know, but you pipette the sucker. Don't be telling me to pipette the sucker, you dumb blank, blank, blank. No, you aren't pipetting right. You got to pipette like this, you stupid blank. And that's really how scientists talk. So my guess is when it came to this PPAR gamma, they're like, look, guys, now I guess we got to do a study on this PPAR gamma receptor. What the hell are we doing here? Why is there dust? I don't know. Some doofus says that dust is making us fat. Well, I don't want to do that. I don't want to work late. I want to see, you know, the latest, I don't know, MasterChef episode. Dude, you watch MasterChef? You're a dork. Anyway, that's how the conversation goes. Yes, I did watch MasterChef. It was very, very good. They made yogi or yo, you know those, when you go to a fancy restaurant, sorry, I digress. Okay, there's a, I've been to a couple fancy restaurants that I didn't have to pay for, which is why I'm there. I never go to a fancy restaurant if, you know, otherwise because I'm too cheap. And it's these little, I don't know if they're, are they called yogis? Little potato bread. They're like little baby, OMG. Delicious. So they made that on MasterChef. I have no idea how these guys knew how to make that stuff, but oh my gosh, you stick your fork in it and it's like doughy, but it has, I guess, potato in there. I don't know. They went too fast. I couldn't figure out how to make it, but really, really yummy. I don't know. They were saying yogi, Y-O-G-I, I guess. I have to look up Yoki, Loki, Loki and Thor. All right, let's get back to this PPAR because I know you guys are really interested in it. Okay, so Dr. Stapleton and her team, okay, have previously shown that many chemicals affect this PPAR gamma receptor. But studies also show that binding did not always activate it. So what they did is they chose indoor dust, because indoor dust is a pathway where people, infants, children, get exposed to everyday contaminants. Now, did you realize this? But kids eat. They eat 50 milligrams of house dust a day. I don't know, because they're idiots. I don't know what they're doing. Yeah, I love my boys. I love my sons. But I sometimes watch what they do, and it's like, duh. I mean, come on, guys. You came from me. I got a 1450 on my SAT. Really? You're licking walls? Anyway. Anyway, kids ingest about 50 milligrams of house dust a day. Co-author Dr. Mingling Feng revealed that 28 to 30 semi-volatile compounds commonly found in indoor dust were weak or moderate PPAR gamma antagonists, which means, okay, because I know I speak very scientifically and academically and you know, so let me bring it down to a level that even I can understand, because I don't understand that. Basically, what that means is you got some compounds sitting around in the dust. The dust hits this receptor. If this receptor, I guess, messes with our metabolism, the dust and the compounds in the dust are getting into us, messing with the receptor. So not only it's the chocolate chip cookie that I just ate, or the soda pop, or the big bowl of arroz con pollo that you just ate that could be slowing down your metabolism, it could be you're taking in dust. And a lot of us, our mouths are open, and we're talking, and we're sucking in air, and then we're swallowing the air. And when you swallow the air, you could swallow in the dust. So you see how that happens? So Dr. Stapleton said, but what was very interesting was the level of activation observed following exposure to an environmentally relevant mixture of these contaminants in household dust samples. Yeah, that statement was interesting too. I'm sorry. Look, I'm never going to meet Dr. Stapleton. I don't care. I mean, good for her. I mean, I think it's a her, Stapleton. I keep thinking of the woman in Edith in Archie Bunker. The researchers found signs of significant PPAR gamma activation in more than half. Look, no other show on air goes through these. All right, Dr. Dolly is the only one, I think, nationally syndicated that goes through these medical research articles through this detail. So if I get fired, there's no one else that's going to give you this news. Anyway, they found that you saw this activation in more than half of the 25 dust samples from homes, offices, gyms, underwear. All right, the study was published in the peer-reviewed journal Environmental Science and Technology for those of you that want even more fascinating information. All right, not too shabby. You see, who says I don't teach you anything? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the makers of Lock It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Lock It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So there are 5 subtypes of prostate cancer identified through genomic profiling of 259 men with prostate cancer. Scientists have identified 5 groups of prostate cancer with distinct DNA signatures. This discovery, they say, represents a major advance as how now researchers could tailor therapies to different subtypes. The approach has worked well in breast cancer and maybe could help millions avoid unnecessary costs, pain, and time spent on treatments that could be destined to fail. They say this is the work of a result of President Obama's $215 million Precision Medicine Initiative announced in January, which aims to pioneer a new approach to how we treat disease by moving away from a one-size-fits-all approach to medicine It's one that takes into account things like a person's genetic makeup or the genetic profile of a tumor. One of the very few things I've agreed with on Obama has been this precision medicine initiative. I mean, I don't know if we needed that much money spent, but in terms of, I am tired of government coming in, saying, all right, the Affordable Health Care Act is going to help everybody. It didn't help everybody. We're going to come in and just do single payer. Or we will come up with these guidelines. Nobody gets a pap smear until they're 21. Nobody needs this. No, I cannot stand when we have government-influenced task forces and studies and things like that that come out. And I keep saying everybody is different. Men are different from women. African-American are different than Caucasian, different than Asian, different than Latino. When you look at a lot of their medical issues and their genetic makeup. So why would you, you know, take an African-American man and put him under the same prostate guidelines as a white man? It doesn't make sense. Okay? Black men are twice as likely to die from prostate cancer as white men. So you don't mess around. This one-size-fits-all has always been stupid, and I've said it for years, so it's about time somebody's researching it. The prostate cancer study reported in eBioMedicine used samples from 482 tumors from those men who were part of studies in Cambridge, Britain, and Stockholm. The scientists identified 100 genes associated with prostate cancer, including 94 that had not been previously associated with the disease, but they found that a small subset of these 100 genes predicted poor prognosis, better than any other method that had been used in clinic setting. For the first time in prostate cancer, the study demonstrates the importance, they say, of integrated genomic analyses, incorporated both benign and tumor tissue data. Oh boy, this is a long sentence. In identifying molecular alterations, we're not even half done, leading to the generation of robust gene sets that are, I'm pretty robust in my set of genes that I wear, and are predictive of clinical outcome in independent patient cohorts. Woo! They're not done. They say this information could be used for early detection of aggressive cases in the clinical setting and inform treatment decisions. Oh, okay. Oh my gosh, that was a long sentence. Oh, that was too long for me. They need to realize that we're on the air. I mean, you can't be giving us this big, huge, long quote. All right? Just, you know what? Just bullet it for. See, that's what I do. My job as your radio doc is supposed to read through all this stuff and come up with the bulleted points. But when I can't understand the bulleted points because I have all this mumbo jumble in there, it's very frustrating. Whew, boy, I'm short of breath from that last sentence. Next. Okay. Legionnaire's disease. Legionnaire's disease, very interesting. Every now and then we hear of an outbreak of Legionnaires, okay? And now there's a new one that has affected 31 people in New York City. They say the deaths of two patients who also had Legionnaire's disease are being investigated by health officials. Officials from the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene are combing the center of the outbreak in the South Bronx to search for the source of the dangerous outbreak. Now, it's caused by the bacteria Legionella. It causes a pneumonia that can be fatal, especially if you're immunocompromised. You know, taking steroids for a chronic condition, older, younger, have HIV, etc., cancer patient. It's contracted when a person inhales small droplets of air or water with the bacteria, and can be spread from contaminated hot tubs, fountains, cooling units for air conditioners, and large plumbing systems. They are kind of concerned that you have 31 cases right now coming out of South Bronx. They say they are conducting a swift investigation to determine the source of the outbreak and future cases. They say they urge anyone with symptoms of Legionnaires to definitely get themselves checked out. It's interesting when you hear of these, like in New York City, and you're like, I mean, New York City with the way it's built. And I love New York. I visit there multiple times a year, you know, for work and stuff. You just wonder why you don't see, you know, if it stopped at 31, all right, we're actually kind of lucky. You know, with the way you have close quarters, you have old air conditioning systems, plumbing systems. And, you know, if you have, let's say, if you did acquire Legionnaires, or let's say you were exposed to the bacteria, you could have symptoms anywhere from 2 to 10 days after exposure. So it's interesting when you have somebody coming in, you know, and they're sick, and you try to ask them to think back to mid-July, maybe not that far back. You know, they're not going to know. You don't really think about what you did 10 days ago. I don't even remember where I was 10 days ago. So what are some of the symptoms? You could have headache. You could have muscle pain. You could have chills, a fever. That can sometimes spike up to 104. All right. And that usually happens in the beginning. Then it starts to move to cough, shortness of breath, chest pain. You could also get gastrointestinal symptoms as explained by Mayo Clinic, like nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. And then, unfortunately, you could get confusion and other mental changes. Now, Legionnaires usually affects the lungs, but you could also get it to affect, you know, it could infect a wound that you have, and it could also affect the heart. And that's not good. All right, so I guess there is a milder form known as Pontiac fever. This may produce also fever, chills, headaches, muscle aches, but it will not affect the lungs, and it seems to be more self-limiting. A lot of times it'll go away in about 2-3 days. So the other thing that these guys need to do when they investigate this is you can look at the bad, severe kinds, but you may also need to, you know, ask about the, you know, non-severe kinds. Now, one thing that was kind of interesting is this summer, I've been kind of shocked at the number of quote-unquote flu cases I've seen. People say they have high fever that goes away pretty quickly, and then they have some coughing, they have muscle aches, and they're looking like flu. And then it goes away, or we give them Tamiflu. And this is a very odd time of year to have flu. So we'll kind of keep you guys posted on that. The history of Legionnaires, remember, the disease was named after it infected numerous people at the Conference of the American Legion back in 1976. So it led to many people getting sick, and hence Legionnaires' disease was then coined from that. About 8,000 to 18,000 people in the United States get hospitalized every year, according to the CDC, and it's more commonly reported in the summer and early fall. So what I suggest is if you have a patient that comes in and, you know, just kind of is coughing, is achy, maybe run a Legionnaires, because, you know, this is the time of year for that, and we're really kind of confused. I'm kind of shocked by how many people have come in. Okay, when we come back, there is some news on coffee. All right. Apparently coffee may you know, not be, let's say, all that it's been cracked up to be. And we also need to talk about autism costs. They are reaching $1 trillion by 2025. More than diabetes care. Don't go away, we'll be right back.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Speaks. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing, and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariluHealth.com or call 855-321-HEALTH.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, coffee. All right, you know, we've been told that coffee helps prevent cancer. Coffee is good for the brain. Coffee is this, coffee is that, and I can't stand coffee. I just can't stand the taste. It's like almost as bad as bacon. I don't understand what you guys are doing. Now, I mean, I can understand a nice mojito. Can't understand that. All right? But they say elderly people who drink a cup They say, let me go back. Okay. If you drink more than, and I apologize about this. Okay. I'm having issues with my computer, so I'm getting pieces of this at a time. 1 to 2 cups of coffee a day will help your cognitive skills. However, if you drink more than that, it can actually lower your cognitive skills and give you cognitive problems. A team of scientists at the University of Bari studied data collected from 1,400 individuals between 65 and 84 years old as part of the Italian Longitudinal Study on Aging, ILSA. They discovered that participants who drink 1 to 2 cups of coffee daily had significantly lower mild cognitive impairment, okay, than those who rarely had coffee. Those who drank more and more cups of coffee over time, however, increased mild cognitive impairment. Researchers Francesco Panza and Vincenzo Salfrizi. Don't they sound sexy? I love Italian men. Anyway, suggest that cognitively normal older people who drink rarely coffee and those who increase their regular intake of coffee are more susceptible to developing symptoms of mild cognitive impairment. I don't want to drink coffee. Don't make me do it. All right. They explain that regular consumption of coffee in moderation may provide neuroprotective benefits to an individual. The findings support earlier research that showed the protective effects of drinking tea and coffee. Panza and Sorfrisi added that the study also confirms the previous assumptions that the consumption of caffeine can protect people against dementia and cognitive decline. So, the neuroprotective features of coffee can be traced to its ability to activate the adenosine A2A receptors of the brain, which helps mitigate the damage caused by the beta amyloid that deposits in Alzheimer's disease. You see that? So, caffeine helps mobilize the troops that could fight the protein deposits in Alzheimer's. By testing the effects of caffeine on laboratory mice, researchers have discovered that moderate consumptions of caffeine could enhance the memory of an individual, but drinking too much coffee can give you jitters and memory impairment. Now, coffee has been linked to a reduction in type 2 diabetes, okay? And it makes the brain more attentive and focused. We all know that. But, you know, interesting how it has to be just the right amount, okay? It can't be too little. It can't be too much. It has to be just right. Right? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, Alzheimer's. I'm sorry, not Alzheimer's. Autism. What is it now? 1 in 56 kids have some level of autism. And they say costs are going to reach $1 trillion by 2025, scientists at the University of California, Davis, said they've calculated the total cost of caring for people with autism spectrum disorder. And they say 10 years from now, it is going to be mind-blowing. Their study, published online Tuesday in the Journal of Autism and Developmental Disorder, makes a quote-unquote bleak prediction for future costs of the condition. They predict that for autism spectrum disorder medical, non-medical, and productivity, losses are $268 billion for 2015, and $461 billion for 2025, and they projected that the number of cases continues to climb at the same rate as it did in recent years. If that happens, the costs are going to reach $1 trillion within a decade. They say the current costs of this are more than double the combined cost of stroke and high blood pressure and are right now equitable to what diabetes costs, and it's going to surpass that. They said there should be at least as much public research and government attention to finding the causes and best treatments for this. Okay? So the total cost incorporated residential care, special education, medical services, in-home care, employment support, transportation, and lost productivity. Because remember, even the parents, you know, non-autism afflicted family members lose productivity because they have to care for someone with autism. We just don't have enough facilities. And you know, why is it so common? They said their estimates of the overall costs. Oh, they say some authors accounted for age because of an individual's related care fluctuates over time. So, for example, when they're a baby, you know, maybe you have more parental support. When they're an adult and the parents are older, that can make it different, you know, difficult, especially if the parents are working. They say They are people with autism spectrum disorder severe are considered intellectual disability, which impacts their type of service as well as the prevalence. They go on to talk about how the overall costs have risen. So, you know, what do we do? You know, I have four nieces and nephews on the autism spectrum in our family, and it's very, very difficult, you know, for my extended family to be, you know, taking care of them. And they're always concerned, you know, what happens to me when I'm gone? Who's going to take care of them? And so, you know, we have the current issue of having, you know, thousands upon thousands of children and adults with autism. But then you also have the issue of all right, why is it so prevalent? Is it because we're diagnosing it earlier? We're diagnosing it easier, so the more we're diagnosing, the more we're finding. Well, with Asperger's, and I can tell you, I'm definitely picking up on a lot more Asperger's, but these are people, a lot of people with Asperger's, they're doing fine. They're, you know, they're working jobs, they're married, they're functioning really well in society, and people with Asperger's, you know, do. They even think, they think Einstein had Asperger's. You know, you have Dan Aykroyd, I guess, said he had Asperger's. And so, you know, when you look at, you know, the spectrum, there's many people that are high up on the spectrum. Even a highly functional autistic person can still have a job, still have a social life, and still do well. But we're still seeing a rise in severe autism. Now, there was a study coming out saying this rise may be just due to semantics. The CDC found a 30% spike in autism diagnoses between 2008 and 2010. A new study suggests that the idea that more kids are being diagnosed is not from a catastrophe that happened, but because now they're being classified and diagnosed differently. You know, years ago, we had the diagnosis of quote-unquote mental retardation. You know, are they finding the very similar cases in people giving that old-time diagnosis decades ago and people being diagnosed with autism? You know, and so, you know, they have to look at those numbers. And we don't have that. We don't really, really have a study looking at that. A Penn State study found a 97% of the increase in autism cases between 2000 and 2010, but they think it could be due to reclassification. So somebody needs to, like, look and see what the researchers are doing to see if are we seeing more cases or not. But if we are seeing more cases, then, and, you know, I think there are more, then I would suggest that we spend a lot of time in research figuring out what is the impetus. Okay, you have a lot of people suggesting it's vaccines. I don't think vaccines cause autism. Okay, I don't think any of us do. However, you have parents out there saying, look, you know, after my kid got, you know, his six shots, he was different. All right, well then, you know, you still have to study, you know, vaccines. Even though we don't think vaccines cause autism, can we still, you know, look at those cases and find out what happened? Can we look at, you know, cell phones and computers? And, you know, what are we doing now that's different from decades ago? And again, just somebody look at the cases of quote-unquote mental retardation back in the 50s and 60s and see how many cases we have now of autism. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.